With me now is Councillor Les Fry. Hello, Les.
Hello there. How are you doing, Rob?
Now, you've been very busy with the raffle this year, as always, the Rotary Raffle. How's it gone?
It's gone really well, thank you, Rob. We don't know the final amount yet. We don't know all the details yet. It's gone very positive. It's a great way for small groups, charities, organisations to raise money for themselves. What we do at Rotary, and this is Casterbridge Rotary, we get the tickets, we get the prize money, we get the licence, we distribute the tickets, and the groups and charities sell them at £5 a book or £1 a ticket, and everything they sell, they get to keep for themselves. What we do first is we take the stubs and the money back, we then count it all up, add it up, work out who's won, and then we give the groups back the money that they have raised, plus a bonus.
Now, a lot of our listeners bought tickets this year, so tell us about the draw, because that's coming up on Friday, you were telling me.
Absolutely. The draw will take place at 5 o'clock on Friday evening, that's the 20th of December, at the Pip Cafe at the Greatfield on Poundbury. Just a small little cafe, we do it there, and I think, understand, Rob, you're going to come along.
I'm going to come with my little tape recorder, and then we can broadcast the draw on the Monday on the show.
Absolutely. Now, the first prize is £500 in cash. The joy of this is all the prize money is, the prizes are in money. And then we can send it to whoever. So if you've sold a ticket to your gran in Scotland or somebody in Northern Ireland, we can send the money to them straight away and they'll have it before Christmas.
How many organisations do you think were involved this year?
I think there's over 40, possibly 50 odd taking part. And because it's such a good way of raising money and a relatively simple way of raising money.
Well, I managed to sell, the team managed to sell 39 out of our 50 books. So we were very happy with the results this year.
That's brilliant, Rob. So that's £39 worth of money that you've got coming back to you, which will help run the Keep 106. So well done you, and thank you for taking part.
No, we're very pleased because obviously it all goes to running the radio station. Nate, you're a busy guy. So how do you spend your Christmas? Do you relax a little bit? Because you're county councillor, town councillor. When do you get to some time off?
I enjoy what I do. Have a great time. Hopefully between Christmas and New Year, I'll turn my laptops off and just chill, read a book, read a newspaper, do family stuff. It's been the one time of the year I do turn off, and I always have done in my police days when possible, and even the days before that when I was farming.
So you actually get to put your feet up for a few days.
Well, that's the aim. Whether it'll actually happen is another matter. But
now, of course, the big thing in town at the moment is the fire that we had last weekend. And your son was in the fire brigade. He was there, wasn't he?
That's right. My son is in the fire brigade. He is based at Weymouth whole time, Dorchester retained. He was the second engine there that turned up at the fire, and he spent quite a bit of his time that day and the next day's based there. The Gorge Cafe is in my ward, which is Dorchester West, and I have spoken to part of the owners, and our hearts go out for them. The disruption to their business, the impact on their lives, and everybody else concerned at this time.
Well, I've worked in the fire industry, putting in fire alarms and investigating fires for insurance companies, that sort of thing. I've got to say, it's one of the worst fires I've ever seen.
It certainly was a significant fire. It looks like it's appearing like it's a genuine accident, an incident taking place there, all things leading towards that at this time. I'm clearly not involved in the investigation, but I know that the experts will be looking at it, trying to find out what caused it, if that's possible now. And we just hope that they can soon make some decisions and start perhaps rebuilding the businesses.
Of course, the big problem is they've had to block off some of the road now. That means access to the arcade and some of the traders is quite difficult, isn't it? Have you had words with some of the local traders in the arcade?
No, I haven't as yet. It's all a bit new for them. We all need just to get used to the disruption in the flow of the high street. It is what it is, as they say. They've got to keep people safe. And at the moment, we don't know how safe those buildings are, whether the structures will fall, whether the chimneys will come down. We need it to leave it to the exit building regulations, safety experts to make those decisions. And we'll just have to live with it until they make other decisions.
Yeah, the devastation was pretty amazing, wasn't it? I've never seen a building quite... It looked like a bomb had hit it, literally, doesn't it?
We haven't seen fires like that around for a long time. And luckily, due to modern safety mechanisms and fire precautions, we don't see many fires like that. What is really good is that nobody was hurt or injured in that fire.
Well, that's the main thing, because it took place in the early hours of the morning, didn't it?
I think it was 3:34 the alarms went off, the fire brigade got called in there. But luckily the emergency services were quickly on the scene. Luckily at that time of day the high street was quiet anyway, so they could get there very quickly. and do their job as they did very professionally.
So I'm going to talk to the fire brigade because they're here today. So I shall be making my way to the fire brigade later on, because I think we need to give them a bit of a pat on the back, don't you? Because they did work very hard, didn't they?
They did. They worked really hard. They had some long shifts between them all. Very good. And also, Rob, to you and Keep 106, keep up what you're doing. You're doing a brilliant job.
It's always good to talk to you, Les. I will see you at the cafe on Friday for the draw. And the 500 quid one, make sure it's mine, won't you?
Absolutely, Rob, no problem at all. Take care.
Lovely to talk to you, Les. So, talk to you later. Bye-bye. Councillor Les Fry there.